This is Bob Larson with your Marketline Report for Tuesday, September 25th. Well, week grinds up as global issues remain a big factor in trading. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Wheat had a bit of a turnaround and it was rallying as well. It's solidly off its bottom, even though there's been some world issues that have been affecting our markets, and we were thinking that it might give it more of a rally. Certainly in Russia and Australia, some of those issues, and every couple of days those things come into play and they kind of support any kind of rallies moving this market up. Kansas City was also higher. The market looking a little bit stronger today, even though there hasn't been a lot of trade. Normally, when there's not a lot of trade from wheat, it starts to slip a little bit. But today, it started to rally, and so it keeps adding to this little bit of a grind higher. And perhaps we get a little bit more shot in the arm that some things can get smoothed out from the White House. That would really help our markets all the way across the board.
Chicago December wheat prices closed yesterday up 5 1/4 at 5.26 1/4. December corn was up 3 1/4 at 3.61. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for September ended the day unchanged, ranging from 5.90 to 6.10. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for September were up 3 3/4, ranging from 6.19 to 6.39. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for September were up 1 3/4, ranging from 6.69 1/4 to 6.79 1/4. Live cattle for October were down 90 cents at 112.22 1/2. September feeder cattle were down 50 cents at 156.40, and September Class 3 milk was down a penny at 16.14.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Marketline Report.